This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Julian. In our next game, we'll make fun of well-regarded plays. Bertolt Brecht is about to get Bertolt wrecked. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Alice Kors, you're an actor and you're obsessed with magic.
Yeah.
So am I.
Really?
Yes. Do you try doing any tricks?
I have a magic kit in my desk at work.
Sure you do. Yeah.
It is a children's magic set.
Does it have like a wand and
it has
cards?
A wand. I'm going to reveal a trick. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, it's a secret. So don't tell anyone.
Great.
But the way they do the like pulling the scarves out of your hand is it's a fake thumb. And I didn't know until I opened the box.
Does the fake thumb, does it sit okay on your thumb?
No, it is also not my skin tone.
Fantastic. All right, Alice, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Max Newman. You're studying political science and government at Columbia University, and you love debating.
Kind of a lot, yeah. I've been doing it for about 7 years, and it's taught me how to talk fast and how to not acknowledge when I'm wrong.
Yeah. Important skills for someone studying government.
Yeah.
Max, when you ring in, we'll hear this. All right, remember, Alice and Max, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. So the Tonys separates plays and musicals into different awards, but today we are bringing together those two theatrical forms in a game called Put On a Happy Face.
We rewrote famous songs from musicals to make them about critically acclaimed non-musical stage plays. Each clue is worth 2 points, one if you identify the stage play, and one if you can tell me the song I'm parodying or the musical it came from. Here we go. The stage manager will tell you that you gotta treasure every moment, but you won't. There's dead folks and mourners here in Grover's Corners. You're building a set, well, don't. Alice.
Okay, so the play is Our Town by Thornton Wilder.
Correct.
And the song is Tomorrow from Annie.
Also correct. Well done.
Nice job. Added info. Gave a playwright, which we didn't expect. Oh. Enjoyed that. That was great.
Here comes the next one. This play is named for a private part. Women's experience will impart theater, politics, spoken art. This play is made for a private part. Max.
The play is The Vagina Monologues. The musical is West Side Story.
Correct, correct. All right, here's your next song. $525,600 minutes. But really, time has no meaning. That sure seems clear. See, we've been biding our time, but our friend's not coming. I guess we'll keep talking and stay right here. Alice.
So the play is Waiting for Godot, and the musical is Rent.
Correct, correct.
I remember reading Waiting for Godot and being like, what is this about? And I feel like recently I've been like, I get it. This is it. I'm in it. This is it.
I would love for you to explain that to me after the show, because I do not know. Do not know. All right, here's your next one. We're in this old saloon, because Hickey's coming soon. Well, now he's here and singing a different tune. Pipe dreams, pipe dreams. He says we don't need pipe dreams, but we really need pipe dreams. It seems pipe dreams. Max.
Guys and Dolls.
Correct.
And you can have the point for the other one. I do not know it.
Alice.
Okay. Let's see. Pipe dreams?
Yep. It's, yeah. That is the takeaway.
Is it...
Just go for it.
On the waterfront?
I shouldn't have told you to go for it.
Yeah, I know.
No. But good guess.
The answer is the Iceman Cometh.
Oh, of course.
All right. This is your last clue. Sorry, King, don't mean to drop a bomb, but you killed your dad and shacked up with your mom. Now there is no more doubt because the truth is out. So gouge your eyes. Your eyes. Alice.
Okay, so the play is Oedipus Rex.
Correct.
And the musical Chicago.
Also correct.
I call the Oedipus complex all that jazz. All right, great game. Alice is in the lead.